1. This one's for the gamers, or more specifically, if you ever used to visit amusement arcades. They were most popular in the late 70s, but in the age of Battlefield, Dark Souls and Grand Theft Auto, how relevant are games arcades? First, I spoke to Steve Lysett, executive producer at video games company Sumo Digital, about what arcades were all about in their heyday.
Arcades have always been a way for people to play games that they might not be able to play at home. It used to be great. You go to the seaside on the weekend and you'd see these things which were like just massively technically advanced based on what you could get at home. As home computers developed, and when you look at stuff like the SNES or even to the PlayStation, you got to a point where the home machines were equally as good as the arcade machines. I think that's been a real problem for the arcades, because you suddenly it's not something you had to go somewhere to see and to play, but instead it was something you could get at home, and I think that kind of killed the arcades a little bit.
But what about new technology? We keep hearing about virtual reality, but it's such a new thing that you might not know about a number of virtual reality arcades that have opened around the country. They let you experience what the technology is like firsthand. I headed to Virtual X in Birmingham, one of the UK's first VR arcades, to get a taste myself. BBC
Radio 1. I'm now in Virtual X at the Bullring in Birmingham, and you might be able to hear in the background men screaming. I'm going to speak to one of them, TJ, in just a second, but I think it's going to be definitely an interesting experience. What were you experiencing just then?
Fear. I ain't going to lie, a lot of fear. It was really exciting though. Like, there's a thing called the plank and you stand on it and you literally feel like you're gonna die. Like, I can't explain it. You feel like you're on the edge of a building. Like, that's it.
Were there any points where you kind of like forgot that it was not real?
I just felt like I was there, like, because it's so like in your face, you can't see anything but what you're seeing on the screen. So I was just literally like, there's zombies coming after me, and I was sat there going
So we're walking in right now. It's like a little cubicle. Okay, so I've got the headset on now, and I'm standing right now like on a street. There's a lift right next to me just here. I just walked into the lift and then pressed a button on the lift. At the moment, we're going up a skyscraper on a lift. Oh my God! Okay, so right now,
it's... I want you to walk forward when you're ready.
Okay, it's really nerve-wracking because you're so high up. Oh my God, so I'm walking onto the plank right now. And there is, what? Oh my God, I fell off. I'm falling right now. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm gonna hit the ground. Oh my God. Oh!
Radio 1. People have loved it.
Corral Watson is the manager at Virtual X.
The British public is one of the hardest set of people to actually market to sometimes. So if you look at China, for example, they've got loads of virtual reality arcades. I mean, Joe, we were speaking to one company who we're actually alliances with, and they've got 100 arcades in China alone. Their mindset's different. They're willing to accept certain things, hence why they're light years ahead of the UK. I really think virtual reality is the future.
Rob Krasko is one of the world's leading virtual reality influencers.
I think you're going to see more of a reemergence of more of a traditional arcade where, you know, you and your friends will go out for a night, and part of what you'll end up doing is an immersive VR experience, something that you're not going to get at home. BBC Radio 1.